I'm back now to broadcast number 572, November 22nd, 1982. In the New York Times, it talks about the social life of Mr. DeLorean and the people that he works with on the board and sees regularly. And I will do many programs on that, on Johnny Carson. They describe him as a devout Catholic, but he's divorced two wives. He's on his third, so I can't figure that out. And they also have, in addition to his social life, they explain that he was never in Ireland. A person that worked for him in the Irish factory said in that article, "I don't think he was here more than a half a dozen times. He never knew him, nor did anybody know him. That he stayed in London when he had the car factory in Belfast, Ireland. He flew in from London and back and forth. He didn't stay there. They called it the Irish caper because he had nothing to do with Ireland, really. The factory was set up by the British and Irish government, but he was never in Ireland, but he was with Mr. Siegel on the board. Now, I remembered when Mrs. DeLorean flew out to California, she had Mr. Siegel with her, the head of Chriscraft organization. So I got out of my files, Los Angeles Times, February 27th, 1981, Chris Kraft's Hidden Charms, 23% ownership in Fox Film. Now, keep in mind, on the board is William Rogers, who was Secretary of State and involved with the Bahamas Mafia, drug connections, and with the Shah of Iran, and the whole, he was a courier and a benefactor of Richard Nixon's career for 25 years. William Rogers on the board of 20th Century Fox, Grace Kelly of Monaco. And then there's John DeLorean, who has the Chriscraft has 20% ownership, 23%. They put $140 million into 20th Century Fox when Marvin Davis had it, and they put a big hunk of their own investment, over 45% of their own investment, into the Fox studio out here. And then on the board put Gerald Ford of the Warren Commission, the anniversary of Kennedy. We'll keep reminding you of that. And Joseph Ball, the attorney of the Warren Commission, representing DeLorean, and Henry Kissinger, the protege of Fritz Kramer and co-partner of Helene Von Damme. I repeat this over and over because that cast of characters is amazing. Okay, Chris Kraft not only is part owner, 20%, and that's Del Monte Properties, Pebble Beach, but they're the largest maker of DDT. Many of you do not know that, and the chemical and the DTT and the possibility of the IG Farben connections there is horrendous. The largest maker of DDT is Chriscraft. So next time you go out in your boat, think that over. So John DeLorean is on the board of Chriscraft. His wife flies out with him to California. One of their chemical company, incidentally, is called Montrose Chemical. If you want to look it up, one half owned by the Chriscraft, and as I say, the large makers of DDT. So she flies out to California. Her husband is arrested, and she's on the arm of Mr. Siegel. Her husband is on the board. I looked up in Who's Who in America. First got a listener to World Watchers, got me Standard & Poor's. We keep these books at the home so we don't have to run to the library. I got Chriscraft in Standard & Poor's, and 1980 version, and it describes her office in New York City and Primary Bank, Philadelphia, National Bank in Philadelphia. There's lots of activity. I won't do the Philadelphia connections tonight. Primary law firm, Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton, Garrison in New York. That's their primary law firm. And on the board is John DeLorean and Mr. Roselle and David Mahoney of that's the Hunt Food, the Norton Simon, and then there's other members of the directors that I will do for you on another evening, the board of directors that are companions of John DeLorean. Now, the primary attorney law firm is Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton, Garrison. Okay. Now, I went to Who's Who in America to look up Mr. Simon Hirsch Rifkin, the attorney. And in there, it describes his degree at law at Columbia University and his partnership in law firms in New York and in Washington. And he was a partner of Stevenson, Rifkin Wirtz in Chicago, and also Paul Weiss Rifkin Wharton and Garrison, that same firm that represents Chris Kraft in 20% of 20th Century Fox. Rifkin is the attorney for Chris Kraft primary. He also represents Revlon, that makeup, and Sterling National Bank and Trust Company. And that is the connection to Continental Illinois, to Michael Sindona, to David Kennedy, the former Secretary of the Treasury under Richard Nixon, and to the he's a high vice president of the Mormon Church. You see, there's Jews, there's Mormons, and there's Vatican, and there's Mafia. It isn't. This Odessa network isn't homogenized, I guess the word I want to use. It isn't a single group. There are a lot of people, just as there were Jews that funded Hitler. It says in charge, he director Sterling National Bank and Trust Company. Now, I have the names of the other members of Chris Kraft, and I'll go through those with you at another time. But when you look up the Sterling National Bank, and I looked for that bank, I got out of my articles from the one from the Wall Street Journal dated February the 1st, 1980. Italy accuses the ex-chief of the Treasury, that's Richard Nixon's Secretary of the Treasury, and the Sterling Bank Corp, BANCORP, of bank fraud. This is Wall Street Journal. The Italian government accused former U.S. Treasury Secretary David Kennedy, Sterling Bank Corp, and others of conspiring with financier Michael Sindona to defraud an Italian bank where Sindona owned and controlled $27 million. Sindona was responsible for the breaking of the Franklin National Bank, a $45 million scandal in New York City of Americans. He's been charged in Italy, along with Mr. Kennedy, of murdering primary witnesses to the case, and Roberta Calvi, who took over Sindona's connections when Sindona was arrested, was the man who was hung in June. He was in London. It was in June this year. He was found June the 18th. Now, in the article in Wall Street Journal, it said Mr. Kennedy couldn't be reached, of course, and it refers to the collapse of the National Bank, Franklin. But Theodore Silbert, chairman of Sterling Bank Corp in New York, said he hadn't seen the lawsuit, but that he would look into it. Now, the important thing is that David Kennedy, who's mentioned this case, was the head, or still could be, was the head of the Continental Illinois Bank that funded 20th Century Fox. It's the one Cardinal Cody used. It's where the extortion notes for $1 million to go down to the Cayman Islands that the Lewises used. It was used with Michael Sindona, and it funded the GOP and Richard Nixon and, of course, Ronald Reagan. The Continental Bank of Illinois is a very important bank in this espionage network, and they're in trouble now because they have put aside like $2 billion in loans they can't account for, like the Vatican Bank. But this bank also gave $5 to $7 million to John DeLorean for investments in Utah. And that's been very secret, except for Jeff Gerst's article in the New York Times on the DeLorean Utah connections, because he used this Continental Bank. This bank was used by Sindona. The Chris Kraft Company, of which he's on the board, has an attorney who is involved with this bank, and they identify this bank, Theodore Silbert, as the head of it. So then I looked in Who's Who of America under Theodore Silbert, and the Sterling Bank Corp is the same as the Sterling National Bank and Trust Company in New York. And Mr. Theodore Silbert, who is out in California a lot, he's at Hillcrest Country Club along with these other characters, and the Racquet Club in Palm Springs, and a trustee of Brandeis. Didn't Mr. Blakey from the House Select Committee on Assassination come to us from Brandeis, who covered up the mob and Nazi connections? I'll do biographies of these people, but the point is that when DeLorean was arrested and flew out with Mr. Siegel, he was on the board of that company. That board has an attorney who has corporations around. He represents banks and different interests and corporations in the United States, and it's very important to this entire story network at a different level. Now, before the DeLorean work, before I looked up in Who's Who, the Chris Kraft or the people on the board of his Chris Kraft, or the attorneys, or the banks. I had spent 2 weeks with Pete Carey's information that he got from Sacramento. It came from the Security Exchange Commission on the origin of Otto von Bolschwing's corporation that his son refers to in the newspaper this week. The corporation is called Computer Time Sharing Corporation that later became TCI. There are two corporations here, and one set up the other. It was like giving it its respectability. This one corporation was set up with four law offices, and it was basically founded Computer Time Sharing Corporation. Now, this may get technical if you don't listen carefully. The Security Exchange Commission documents, registered December 30th, 1968, have Computer Time Sharing Corporation, 525 University Avenue, Palo Alto, California. Now, this is important because all these people tap into Stanford Research, and Stanford Research was behind the SLA, the Patty Hearst saga, the Jonestown, Tim Stone, the London banks, the Canada banks. CTC had these offices. The address for them was in Palo Alto at Stanford University, and you know the role and the influence of Palo Alto on the Reagan administration and advisors and the Hoover Institute, which is the nest of documentation of various Nazis from World War, the end of the Russian Revolution up to the present date. Now, the offices they set up, one was William Conklin, the secretary, in Palo Alto. The second office was Noble McCartney in Washington, D.C. The next office was Bruce Allen Mann from Pillsbury, Madison, and Sutro in San Francisco. That's Standard Oil of California. And their fourth office was James Lockwood, Rifkind, and Sterling, the same Rifkind who represents Chris Kraft, their primary attorney, and Chris Kraft with DeLorean buys out of Marvin Davis's share 20% of the Fox with that cast of characters. Keep in mind the characters, and I'll do more detailed biographies if you need them. Their offices, 9300 Wilshire Boulevard, Beverly Hills, California. Now, the corporation papers go into great detail on Computer Time Sharing Corporation with these four offices, New York, Washington, Beverly Hills, and Palo Alto. But Mr. Rifkind was the attorney for that corporation, CTC, as well as Chris Kraft. So he had two roles, and they merged later. Now, in 1968, that CTC was set up, but by 1969, they changed the name. The name was changed, but it was, you know, if you have a daughter and she gets married, it's just a change of name. It's a part of the family, and this corporation changed its name to TCI, Trans Computer Investment. It actually is Trans International Computer Investment. They call it TCI. And in the article on Otto von Bolschwing, and I could copy those if you wanted, in the paper yesterday and the earlier work I did, TCI, Trans Computer Investment, as of October the 1st, 1969, changed its name, but it's the same cast of characters, and it began with the Beverly Hills offices of Rifkind and Sterling down there in Beverly Hills, as well as Washington, San Francisco, and Palo Alto. Well, they set up a corporation of management, and then they put various people on the board. One of them, who was the front, the head of it, and remember, the godfathers of it were those offices in Beverly Hills, Washington, Palo Alto, and San Francisco. One man on it, the president and chairman to set it off, was O.S. Williams, Jr., Oswald Williams. His occupation, he was chairman and of the board of TCI. He was called the vice president, the director, and for many, many weeks, I'll do a background on him and his link to setting it up, to going with two Germans to Las Vegas, Nevada, going down to the Bahamas banks where a man has a hotel room with no noticeable ID, setting up corporations where money for Europe would be put into those banks down in the Bahamas. And that's where I think the Vatican money is missing, because they directly link, and DeLorean, a clue was his going to St. Patrick's every day that he's in New York, according to the press, and taking the children there every week, with Cardinal Cook, the national director of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta. Now, under Oswald Williams, who does the Bahamas trip and opens up the funneling for European money to be poured into this company, is Emmanuel Senakis. I'll spell it. You would never guess it. F-T-H-E-N-A-K-I-S, the director from Los Altos, California. His current occupation in aerospace was the optical division of ITT, the same people that Charles Heim is writing about in Trading in the Enemy. He worked for Philco Ford Corporation, director of space vehicle operations, going back to ITT, the same corporations, only with Otto von Bolschwing, is to become. He's the man behind the scenes up in the Palo Alto area. He's in the United States 5 years. Gets his citizenship in 1969, the year that the corporation changes. Otto von Bolschwing is an American citizen and starts traveling with a judge from the Bay Area over to Europe to make very important connections of the Odessa. In the corporation is Larry F. Vance, executive vice president. He is vice president of TCI. He was with Computer Timeshare Corporation, the CTC, when it was set up 1968 and 69, and by 1964 to 68, he was with another corporation similar to the computer work, but I have reasons to believe that this was a worldwide espionage system. Their method of operation, according to corporate papers, is to acquire small existing European companies in related areas, and they're Argentine, Ireland, you know, South America, Madrid, and Spain, Italy, utilize as much as possible European hardware, software, and personnel talent, utilize European capital so that its profits remain in Europe. That is on the direction of what they're supposed to do, but they're setting up banks to put the money into the Bahamas. Now, Mr. Williams was chairman. Mr. Vance was vice president. Senakis was a nephew of Aristotle Onassis, with Greeks, links to the Greek military junta, and his co-workers were from Lytton Industry. And Lytton Industry in 1967 had pulled that military coup that they were able to overthrow. But these guys go way back. There's a Dr. Otto Berg from NASA. And I'm going to do in time Dr. Dean Brown from Stanford Research Institute, Dr. Ernesto DeVida, D-E-V-I-D-A, from São Paulo, Brazil, Mr. Fraser McNo, M-C, capital K-N-O, from Getty Oil in Rome, Italy, Mr. Gordon Getty, the son of John Paul Getty. Again, the Getty name, the Ford, the ITT. Go back to the work of Charles Higham and that book when you see it. And their connections to multinational corporations overseas and in the United States. This particular operation, once it was set up, the advisor on the surface was Otto von Bolschwing. And in the corporate papers, they were sued. The TCI, it refers as defendants, Mr. Senakis and Otto Berg and Dean Brown and John Paul Getty Jr. and Leroy Hirsch and Walter Leverton. Harold Lamones, these are well-known names in California, and Otto von Bolschwing and Emmanuel Senakis and so forth. So these, Otto von Bolschwing set this up, but took the position as an advisor and eventually became vice president of the group. The cast of characters, again, von Bolschwing, at the time the corporation was in full swing, became the vice president of business affairs and secretary of the organization and traveled around the world. And the former head of Fairchild and ITT, Mr. Senakis, was the acting president. John Paul Getty Jr. was director at Getty Oil Company. Now, the important, and I don't want to get you too tangled on the biographies of these people and the corporate role that they played in Ford Motor Company and ITT and Mr. Getty's connections to this network of espionage. There are many good books on the ITT, on the OSS. The important thing that I want to mention and repeat is that when John DeLorean was arrested, he came out with Mr. Siegel of Chris-Craft. Chris-Craft is the world's largest manufacturer of DDT. And incidentally, Otto von Bolschwing traveled under the patronage, besides the Getty family and the Cabots of Boston, he traveled under Warner Elmer Bobbs and Warner Lambert Chemical. And Elmer Bobbs with William Donovan of the OSS, the same man who was meeting and working with Otto von Bolschwing while he was working with Adolf Hitler and the Krupp organization. Donovan was the first person that Elmer Bobbs put on the American Cancer Society. In the book, the biography of Elmer Bobbs, when the lay people, the non-medical, took over the American Cancer Society, he put Mr. William Donovan, who has worked with Herbert Hoover, with Otto von Bolschwing, and with this network of spies and agents. Now, on the one end, a corporation is making DDT. On the other hand, they're trying to, in quotes, find the cause of cancer. There has never been more cancer. There's never been more profits for hospitals, for doctors, for drug companies, for inducing cancer, for chemicals, for lying about what gives cancer, so that these corporate structures have the capacity to deliver it on your vegetables, your produce through the DDT and the spraying and occupational hazards. Then they have the monopoly of, in quotes, quoting it, and they have the technology of giving it to you, so that if somebody is controversial, like Martha Mitchell, she gets a needle in her behind and gets a fatal cancer. So that you have this problem of causing cancer and curing it and being in the hands of the same people. Now, DeLorean comes out here and having 20%, being on the board and having 20% of 20th Century Fox is very important, because the highest level of the military echelon, Madame Chenault, I have a picture here I brought in of Claire, of her husband, Mr. Claire Chenault, with William Donovan. Donovan worked closely with Chenault. Chenault's Flying Tiger was notorious for narcotics coming and flying in from Asia and the drugging of China with Chiang Kai-shek and bringing it in to this country after World War II and Air America, and the Flying Tigers, of course, escalating after the Vietnam War. William Donovan worked with von Bolschwing. He worked with the highest echelon of the dope dealers. He worked with the Nazis before and during and after the war, as Charles Heim goes into the fact in his book. Now, when you get a Henry Kissinger, the protege of Fritz Kramer, and we don't smoke out Fritz Kramer and can't get anything about him, how he came to this country, and I'm sure that identical to von Bolschwing, it was the same methods and the same secrets. Incidentally, von Bolschwing's son had a quotation in the paper that was really hilarious yesterday. He said, the reason the Justice Department went after my father was because he was the big fish. Now, I'm sure that Mr. Gus von Bolschwing does not hear my programs. I'm sure of that. But I have referred to finding von Bolschwing as the big fish. And why is he so important? He's important because he worked with Helene von Damm. She was the translator for TCIA. She invested money into it, into that corporation. And who set it up? Mr. Rifkin, the attorney for these corporations, who is working with these people. There were honorary Jews in Germany that were allowed to work. Their bank structures were set up. Hitler had them honorary Aryans. And there's a network of Jewish law offices and people working with the banks of the Vatican, working with the mafia, working with the Mormons, even though the Mormon Church has the list of all those Jewish families going back hundreds of years. And the archives have them also, of people who are radicals or whose politics are a little offbeat. These files are kept. These Jews don't seem to be concerned with that at all. They seem to think that they will escape the consequences of this, so that Mr. Silbert and these various attorneys can work in that situation. But I think the attorney for the Chris Kraft, being the attorney that set up the corporation that allowed Helene von Damm and von Bolschwing and Mr. Senecas and the ITT and the Ford Motor Company to then form Stanford Research. And that's where Edwin Wilson and Frank Turple come in, because they work through Stanford Research. And what they did was they allowed these four offices in Beverly Hills, New York, Washington, San Francisco to set up a company. Then that company, a year later, changed its name thanks to the network. See, they couldn't have done it alone. Mr. Oswald Williams, he's the courier between the Bahamas and carries the bag money down to the banks in as a gesture. He made those trips down there to open these accounts from Las Vegas. He can't do it alone. So the biggie set up the four offices. The four law offices are set up. Ozzie Williams becomes the president. Then the multinational computer Nazi network of the Gettys, of ITT, of Philco Ford, come on the board, and then put von Bolschwing on as vice president, even though he was instrumental in helping it get organized and set up. So that there is a network here, and getting back to Grace Kelly and 20th Century Fox, or the deaths around 20th Century Fox, I'm going to do a story for the National Examiner a few weeks on the 12 or 14 deaths that I believe are related to this story just in regards to the 20th Century Fox. Incidentally, not tomorrow, but a week from Tuesday, I did another article for the National Examiner with Cliff Leindecker on the subject we had on the air last week on the Nazis in Oroville, California, and Charles Manson, and the plan of the law enforcement to allow Manson to get out, the murder of Joe Hoover up there. That article will be under Cliff Leindecker's name, but it's my material, like I did the one on Grace Kelly and the Vatican. Now, next week, I'm going into the parallels of the DeLorean story with the heroin coming from Thailand and Mr. Arnold having airplane ticket to Thailand, the extortion note through that Continental Bank in Illinois, the Continental Bank funding DeLorean in Utah. It seems that there may be a series of connections that should be investigated. And, of course, Mr. Rifkin ties in to William French Smith, the attorney general. There's a direct connection of Mr. Rifkin to the attorney general, William French Smith. And that's why it's so important to smoke them out on that J. Peter Grace connection in Washington, and what the body bags are that go from Colorado, again, Colorado's in the news so much, out to the ocean, 1,200 miles, and out in a body bag. Is it going to be coal, or is it going to be us? These people, their names reappear over and over again. If you study 20th Century Fox, you end up with DeLorean. If you study DeLorean, it leads to von Bolschwing. I hope it isn't too complicated for you. This was a little technical, but it's very important to know that pieces of a much bigger puzzle are coming together in the news. If you work hard enough, you can find them. They're there, and they fit perfectly. And hopefully, we can get enough letters out and tapes out to people to alert them of what to look for and to help us further investigate these cases, because they should be ongoing for all time. Now, this is Mae Brussel. This is KAZU-FM. We're going to close off now. It's a few minutes late, but we don't want to get the station off on that regard. So I'll sign off now. Have a nice Thanksgiving, those of you who hear this live. And for the others, have a nice Christmas. And I'll be back with you next week. Take it easy. Again, I'm responsible for everything on this program and not the station.